Alaska's 10 distilleries just got some bad news. At its November meeting, the Alcohol Control Board decided to proceed with regulations that stopped distilleries from selling cocktails. For Haines's Heather Shade, that was a blow.
It's almost like the whole regulatory process is just failing an entire industry.
Shade and her husband have been winning awards for craft spirits since opening the Port Chilkoot distillery in 2013. Their business plan included getting legislation passed to allow distillery tasting rooms so people could sample their spirits on site. That law passed in 2014. Port Chilkoot has served cocktails and samples year-round in Haines ever since. Until August. That's when AMCO, the state's alcohol enforcement office, issued an advisory notice that took Alaska's spirit makers by surprise. AMCO received a complaint that a distillery was serving cocktails, which was a violation of the law.
That was a little astonishing. It's not a public safety issue. Tasting rooms have been operating in this manner for years.
The three-year-old law says distilleries may sell not more than 3 ounces a day of the distillery's product. Mixers, from tonic or juice to vermouth for a martini, didn't count as the distillery's product. AMCO warned distillers to cease selling drinks with ingredients they didn't produce. So Port Chilkoot changed their menu to comply with the new guidelines and keep serving cocktails.
Or we had to adjust by producing all of our own mixers from scratch on site so that they would qualify as our distillery's product. But now we've heard from the AMCO director that that's not what she meant, and what they want is for us not to make cocktails at all, unfortunately.
In September, the AMCO director sent a message to the Alcohol Control Board. Alaska's Department of Law had looked into it, and their interpretation was that distilleries shouldn't serve cocktails at all, period. Assistant Attorney General Harriet Milks explains why.
This is essentially a manufacturing statute. It provides a license to produce distilled alcoholic products, gin, vodka, things like that. It does not permit, on its face, distilleries to serve cocktails.
The control board agreed to get new regulations written to make that explicit, but with a tied vote, they also allowed distilleries to keep serving homemade cocktails until those regulations are finalized. In the meantime, both regulators and distillers are frustrated. Milks says cocktails haven't come up as an issue before because regulators monitor over 2,500 alcohol and now marijuana licenses statewide. There are only 10 licensed distilleries, half of which have been operating less than 4 years.
Did any of these distilleries come to the board and say, hey, we're selling cocktails, is that okay? No, they never did that. So unless you communicate with the regulators, I mean, they just don't have ESP.
Shade feels regulators did know distilleries were serving cocktails, or should have. Alaska distilleries advertise their cocktails in print, radio, social media, and on their websites. The director of the Alcohol Control Board owns Anchorage Distilling, which serves cocktails in its tasting room.
Every form of common sense is saying that this is a good thing and that it's a legal thing, and then we just get these arbitrary rulings.
No matter who knew what when, now that the Department of Law has weighed in, Milks says, the board's hands are tied by that interpretation of the statute. So legislators are weighing in too. 8 lawmakers sent a letter to the board saying they intended for distilleries to serve cocktails when they passed the law. But that ship has sailed.
When we provide a legal interpretation of a statute, we do not have free range to read in every possibility that might exist under the sun just because it's not precluded. And if that's what the intent was, then the legislature can easily go back and fix that and clear all this up.
But the legislature doesn't reconvene until January. During their November meeting, the Alcohol Control Board reviewed new draft regulations. They banned distilleries from serving mixed drinks, or at least from having staff mix them. Because they can't regulate non-alcoholic beverages, they can't ban serving ingredients separately. So even though you couldn't order a gin and tonic, you could order both gin and tonic. The board voted to move forward with the regulations and opened them up for public comment. Christy Tangs, who owns the Pioneer Bar in Haines, feels torn about the board's decision. her bar operates under a beverage dispensary license, which in Alaska can cost $250,000, Milks says. Distilleries don't have to buy those licenses, and their annual fees are less than half of what bars pay.
Beverage dispensary permits cost a lot of money, and they are limited in a community. It has felt like unfair competition from my view.
Tengs recently put her bar up for sale. Business is hard enough in Haines, she says, for everyone. The Alcohol Control Board will review public comments on the draft regulations before they take a final vote at their January 23rd meeting. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.